And I'm talking to?
Andrew Shadura.
And what's your project?
The project is called Kalitea, or Kalitea, depending on what language is your first language, basically. It's a Greek word which means the best view. This project has started as a fork of a previously free software project when the original authors decided they don't want to keep it fully free software.
What was that project?
It was called Rodcode. It still exists, and they came back to the free software model, but they decided to go for open core model, which is something we don't quite like. So it's not likely that the projects will merge back at this moment. But with help of Free Software Freedom Conservancy, we made a fork of the project and continue to develop it in as a community.
Okay. And what exactly does the project do?
The project aims to develop a free software collaboration hub, basically. Lots of software. There's GitLab, GOGS, and other things. Basically, it's a GitHub you can install on your own server. Many other projects out there, this project supports both Git and Mercurial, which is basically how it started. The original author decided to write Mercurial repository server, and then he added the Git support. We support pull request workflow. We have some nice code review tools. Unfortunately, there's no backtracker yet, because this is not an easy task to design a backtracker from scratch in a very good way. So we decided that we probably shouldn't do this at this moment.
And what's been happening in the last year, and what are you going to be doing this year coming forward?
As this project is based on quite an old code base, I think the original project started in 2007 or something like that. We have quite lots of code we need to clean up and things to improve. So we've been doing lots of cleanup stuff. There was an initiative to port the code base from Pylons, which is the web framework we've been using for quite some time, to TurboGears, which is it's another web framework which is being developed unlike Pylons. Pylons has been deprecated by the original authors. They now develop. It's called Pyramid. But Pyramid, it doesn't have way. There's no easy way to migrate from Pylons to Pyramid, and TurboGears maintains some compatibility with Pylons, so it may be easier to migrate there. And the upstream offered us some support in this migration process. So there's a group of people working on that, and there's also been an initiative which I started, in fact, to migrate the project to the front end to Bootstrap, because Bootstrap is a CSS and JavaScript library. Because we've been using lots of custom CSS and Yahoo UI toolkit for JavaScript, and we've been trying to migrate from that for some time. Our custom JavaScripts, they look very like 2000 something, not modern enough, not like GitHub at all. So I started this something. I tried to do some work, but one person was not enough for this, and then another guy joined and started it basically from scratch, incorporating bits of my work, and we've done some progress, quite some progress, and I hope we can finish the migration in couple of months.
Fantastic. Where can somebody get your project now? Where can I get the code?
If you go to kalitehcm.org, there's a Mercurial repository there. You can clone it, and there's a documentation on how to install it. Unfortunately, there are no packages in distributions yet. I tried to package it for Debian, but because we incorporated lots of code from different projects, the copyright compliance is not an easy job, because even though we We worked with Software Freedom Conservancy to be fully GPL3 compliant, unlike the original project was. Bradley Kuhn and other guys, me included, we made quite a lot of work to document all code we have and fully comply with GPL v3. Debian, which I'm also part of, has some slightly strict requirements, and I was not able to fulfill them yet. I'm still working on
work
that.
Work in progress.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. And anything else that we missed? Or?
I don't. If you're someone who knows how to code in Python and knows something about web frameworks, you're welcome to join the project.
Okay, you heard it here, folks. Thank you very much for taking the time, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you.